Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 2.
Using the body for identification. Technological advances have undoubtedly changed the way we engage in commerce and travel, as well as the way we live our lives. The internet allows us to shop from locations all over the globe without ever showing our faces or even talking to another person. We can buy and sell stocks online and move enormous amounts of money from one bank account to another at the touch of a button. Worldwide travel is commonplace with people crossing borders on a regular basis. In short, the world is more accessible than it has ever been, but at a cost. How secure are our online transactions? With so many people crossing borders every day, how do we know we're not letting dangerous people into our country? Improving security is a top issue for many governments and consumer advocacy groups around the world. Biometric identification technology is being developed to recognize individuals, both to protect their own interests and to identify criminals. Biometric identification is not a new phenomenon. Fingerprints are the classic biometric identifier. Police dust a crime scene for fingerprints and then compare their findings to a database of fingerprints of known criminals or to fingerprints of a known suspect. But fingerprints can also be used for security. A fingerprint scanner can be used to grant personal access to certain areas. Physiological biometrics, such as fingerprints, utilize people's physical characteristics to identify or recognize them. Other examples include face, palm, and iris identification. Scanning these physical features ensures that the person being scanned is who he or she claims to be. Unlike a personal identification number, which is used to access bank accounts, biometric identifiers cannot be stolen and then used by a thief. Behavioral biometrics can also be used to identify people. Certain behaviors are unique to individuals, such as their voices or the way they type. The classic behavioral biometric is the signature. Signatures are used as a guarantee, but with obvious problems. Signatures can be copied, for one thing. Also, people don't usually scrutinize a signature until a problem is apparent. A person's voice might be more difficult to mimic. In fact, voice recognition systems do more than just recognize the voice. They recognize the way a person talks. There are subtleties in the way a person speaks that would be very difficult to imitate. Typing patterns, likewise, would be very difficult to observe to the point of mimicking them. Biometric identification has two potential uses: identification and identity verification. Identification occurs when biometric information is used to discover the identity of the person it belongs to. Again, fingerprints at a crime scene would be an example. Identity verification is the process of making sure a person is who he or she claims to be. Today, we use passports to verify our identity when crossing borders. However, passports can be stolen or forged, while an effective biometric identification system should be difficult to fool. It would be much more difficult to forge a fingerprint or an iris than it would be to forge a passport. There are also ethical considerations in developing biometric identification technology. It has the potential to protect consumers when engaging in trade, as well as to identify would-be criminals before they can do any harm. However, some worry that individuals' privacy would be in jeopardy if personal information were to get into the wrong hands. Another danger is that personal information could be abused by authorities. When governments have access to people's personal information, they can use it to control the population. It goes without saying that people's freedom and right to privacy will have to be protected as technology advances.